Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine. We have been, you know, delving into or talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature for a while. Of course, these Islamic laws have been, based on the Risala or the series of questions and answers given by, or as fatwas by Ayatollah Khamenei. And we have been talking about these, or some of these special laws here in this series of programs, and we'd like to continue along the same line. Sheikh Javid, if you don't mind. If a part of the body is, ritually contaminated or najis during ghusl, is it possible to use one wash to purify it as well as to perform ghusl simultaneously?
Well, the whole body must be made pure before the beginning of ritual ablution or ghusl. Mm-hmm. By immersion. You know, if you are going to immerse all your body underwater, it's necessary to wash those najis parts of your body
first
of all, and then submerge your body underwater with the intention of ghusli irtimasi. But of course, in a sequential ghusl, or what we call ghusli tartibi, of course it is sufficient to mm-hmm. make najis part of the body pure. Yes. I mean the body part, that part of the body which is najis must be purified before washing the same part as ghusl. I would say that actually the opinion of the religious authorities is slightly different. Like, for example, Grand Ayatollah Sistani is of the view that it is not necessary to wash the najis part before performing the ghusl. Just as you do the ghusl, the body is purified. It's not necessary to wash it beforehand. Okay. But His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is of the view that that najis part of the body must be washed beforehand. Mm. And then one has to make niyyah of ghusl.
I see. Okay. Well, another question, Sheikh, is that, if a worshipper realizes after the prayer that his clothes are najis or ritually impure, is there prayer invalid, Sheikh, or should it be repeated?
Well, if he understands after the prayer, his prayer is valid, because during the prayer he was thinking that all his body and clothes are pure, so he offered his prayers with that intention, he was definitely sure that there is no part of his body that is impure. But if he was aware of the impurity but forgot it, because he knew that one part of his body was impure, and he forgot it, he offered his prayer. In that case, the prayer has to be repeated, because the prayer is valid, because he knew that his body was impure, and he prayed with it. And of course, in this case, the prayer is valid, and he has to repeat it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. we are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, is it obligatory for a ma'mum, I mean the follower of congregational prayer or a prayer leader on a deceased body, to recite its supplications and takbirs?
Well, a person who follows an imam in his prayer should recite the obligatory part of the zikr and the supplication, because mm-hmm. he is actually, this is not something like Fajr or midday prayer. It is called Salat al-Janaza, okay, the funeral prayer.
Yes.
So every individual makes his own niyyah and he recites the supplications. There's no hamd and surah in the prayer, of course. Mm. There are five, actually, takbir, which must be recited and must be said by the individual. Every individual must say his own takbir.
Mm.
So if one of the people, or maybe many, if many people do not recite the zikr and the takbir and do not give the pronounce the takbir, that doesn't mean that the prayer is the prayer of other people who give the takbir is invalid. So maybe so the prayer of the imam is valid, the prayer of those individuals who recite the supplications and give the takbir is valid, but those who do not recite the takbir, of course, the supplications, their prayer is not valid.
I see. Well, Sheikh Javid, if a person has been infected with an infectious disease like cholera, you know, influenza, or even COVID, like we had passed that, you know, time, or developed some suspicious symptoms, is it permissible for him to associate with those who do not know about his condition?
Well, if he thinks there is a rational possibility to infect others, to transfer the disease to other people, he should avoid going into public. He should not mingle with people or associate with his friends and relatives. He should actually isolate himself to make sure that other people are not infected.
Yes. Okay. Well, is it correct to pray on a najis carpet?
Well, it's a good question. The answer I would give, and this is the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, is that the place of sajda of the worshipper should be clean. It's a matter of consensus. All the religious authorities believe that the place of sajda, at least, should be clean. But there's no problem, and the prayer is valid if the place of worship is najis, like the person standing at a place and the place is dry, so it is impure, there's no problem. Of course, the place where he places his forehead, like we call it sajdagah,
yes,
and that place should be, of course, pure, and it should be pure, and of course there is actually ijma or consensus about it among all religious authorities.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sharshavid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sharshavid, if the imam of the congregation or public prayer inadvertently makes a mistake in recitation, but continues his prayer, can his prayer be considered correct and followed for the next prayers? Or should it be established that he recites his next prayers correctly?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, one of the conditions we know for a prayer leader is that he should be able to pronounce the words and letters of the prayers correctly, unless he recites the zikr of the prayer correctly, he's not qualified for the leadership or in terms of the jama'at prayer. Mm-hmm. There are other conditions, of course, which we are not going to touch on it. Now, when it comes to such an inadvertent mistake or mistake, the error that happens by mistake, of course, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that he can be followed in the next prayers, just as the question mm-hmm. asks or goes.
Yes.
Of course, if a if a person who attends the congregation prayer realizes the imam's mistake in recitation, he can, in a way that does not invalidate the prayer, make imam understand his mistake. Okay, he, of course, if there is anything, any means by which he can make him understand that he has made a mistake,
during the prayer?
During the prayer, if there is a
like
means,
by reciting, for example, that specific term or
maybe,
word,
yeah, that is
the Arabic word,
the Arabic word, yeah, to just let him know that he has mispronounced the word.
To stress the fact that there is a mistake here.
Of course.
Or mispronunciation.
Is, yeah. There are a lot of times, sometimes, maybe, okay, like, for example, the imam makes a mistake about the rakat of the prayer. It's
yes.
the duty of the ma'mum or the
yes.
person standing behind him to
yes.
just make a noise or something to
yes.
Make him understand that he has made a mistake.
Yes.
So His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if the mistake is something that happens and the imam actually does not and cannot pronounce the word or recite a zikr of the prayer correctly,
mm-hmm.
then the individual must make niyyah of the prayer individually. He should offer the prayer separately and individually. Even
mm-hmm.
though he's standing in the same line with other people, he can change his niyyah to individual prayer, to further prayer, if his recitation, the pronunciation of that individual is wrong. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and of course, in that case, the prayer is considered to be farada.
Yes, but what about the next prayer then?
The next prayer, he cannot join the prayer because the pronunciation of the prayer leader
yes.
is not correct.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it is the duty of the prayer leader to do whatever possible to improve his recitation. Okay, for him, it is okay if he cannot improve his prayer, his recitation. He should offer his prayer, but he's not qualified as a prayer
mm-hmm.
leader. He can and he should offer his prayers at home
and
maybe separately individually, but he should not lead the prayers.
Thank you very much, Ayashavid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله